Black smoke rises from Russian army-controlled territory. We drive at high speed along what Ukrainian soldiers call the road of life towards the front line. It's a walk through the forests to the trenches. The sound of artillery punches through the air. Russian forces are trying to advance from the left and right flanks. But morale among the soldiers is high.
When the war started, I had a huge adrenaline rush and a surge in anger. Now more anger after what the Russians did in Irpin, Bucha, Mariupol, and what they continue to do in many other places. We will never be brothers.
Scars from mortar and artillery strikes. Russian forces frequently target this position.
That shelling that you can hear is coming over our heads from Russian positions and hitting Ukrainian positions around about 2 or 3 kilometres from here.
This is what heavy artillery sounds like when it's fired over your head. Then the whoosh as the shell blasts through the air. Then the crunch as they hit and explode. The soldiers have used British-made anti-tank missiles called NLAWs, part of a multi-billion dollar military aid package from Ukraine's Western partners.
We're grateful to Western countries for helping us with weapons because Russia has much more than us. We can't hold them back without their help.
From a forward observation point, soldiers tell us Russian forces are behind the wall, only a few hundred meters away. And they are facing high-tech weapons from above.
The drones help their artillery to hit our positions. There are also weaponized versions that fire at us 3 to 4 times a day. They are difficult to shoot because they fly so high.
Alina worked as a veterinarian before she signed up to fight.
I have a child. She's 10 years old. I want her to have a peaceful sky over her head. That's why I'm here. I consciously decided to join up and defend my country.
Boxes of explosives and ammunition, the constant threat from above. The Russian army trying to push forward under a blackening sky. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.